That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I just want to make a quick announcement this morning. We are changing our shortwave frequencies as of next Monday. The afternoon 3 to 4 and program will be 5070. The 4 to 5 program is 7465. And the evening program, which is at 8 o'clock in the evening Pacific time, at 5.875 and 6.110. Now, if you didn't get those and you're interested, why, they will be posted on our website of Radio Liberty within another day. So we are changing our shortwave frequencies on Monday, the end of the month. And so if you need more information, you can either go to our website or call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. And with that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning, Barry Shamish, who, of course, was an investigative journalist over there in Israel, had to leave because of threats against his life. In fact, I'm surprised he's lasted as long as he has, because, of course, he's talked about the total corruption and evil at the highest levels of the Israeli government. And, of course, if I were to talk about it, I'd be branded as anti-Semitic, but it's pretty hard to brand Barry Shamish as being as anti-Semitic. He's a Jewish patriot who's given his life to try to preserve his nation, and of course things look pretty grim as far as Israel today. It's only a matter of time before the next war comes, and this will be an entirely different war because it will rain literally tens of thousands of missiles down on Israel. But then, of course, is there any way Israel can survive? Well, that's a subject for another morning. Good morning, Barry. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, what you just said is we're going to talk about... usually, I prepare something just to make people understand, as the Arabs themselves, that Israel could have well protected itself against rockets as well, by just having a credible deterrence that if you rain rockets down on Tel Aviv, that we will rain rockets down on Damascus or Cairo. There are deterrents that the government could be using, but who even hears about Israeli rockets? Nobody apparently is taking the Israeli rocket threat very seriously. Israel is now just taking off its clothes and preparing to be bombed naked. And, well, that's the Israeli government, of which I've been trying to get it to fall, and a real government take its place that's willing to defend the survivability of the Jews in Israel. But that's not going to happen. So let's just talk about, you're right, the build-up to war, that's what you've got in Israel, and that's the information I've been getting this week. Now, I've been trying to find out who wrote this guideline to the war that is floating in the different government ministries and local municipalities, it's quite a guideline, and I'd like to know who's got the power to make it float in the Knesset and in all these small communities, but it's out, whatever it is. And what they call it a not worst-case scenario, and it's pretty bad for a not worst-case, but what the local governments have been told to prepare for in the upcoming war. First of all, Hezbollah now has 40,000 missiles, a figure about what I've been saying anyways all these months, that 40,000 missiles are not just little Katyushas that can make it to Haifa. This can hit Tel Aviv. They're getting from Syria very strong missiles with the real possibility of chemical warheads. Now, what the report warns the municipal councils is that in the upcoming war, there's going to be a lot of electrical cutoffs. Electricity in the cities will simply disappear for hours on end. This is while the people are under rocket attack. No electricity on top of everything. In the dead darkness of night, well, you better buy a lot of batteries, according to this report. Worse, solar water. So if you, for some reason, have to use the toilet, the water supply of your local community will be off for many hours at an end. And, well, worse, and we'll talk about this a little later as well, the Air Force is going to be under tremendous rocket attack, which means that you're going to have to fix the runways all the time, not a simple practice. In other words, Israel has no deterrence in this war. Now, this report is, well, it's supposedly not the worst report. It's still horrible, but not the worst, according to its own words. What you're going to have, according to this report, is a month-long war. And it doesn't say who wins, by the way. I assume it assumes Israel will somehow come out of this alive. But they make a very big, they make a very big if. And they write, if there are no chemical warheads, Israel will lose 300 citizens with about 5,000 or 6,000 wounded and will come out of the war not much worse, except we'll have to rebuild the country, but only 300 citizens. But then it goes into if there are chemical warheads, and then it becomes really bad.
Well, of course, the thing
according
is,
to this guideline to war, it's called, by the way.
Well, now, what about all the gas masks they took away from the Israeli citizens to refurbish, and then they just didn't have the money to refurbish them, and all shucks, most of Israel or many Israelis don't have any gas masks in case there's a chemical attack. We'll be back in a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance,
join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about the coming war as far as Israel is concerned. And, of course, one of the things that's really concerned me is the fact that they went around and they collected the gas masks of, I think it was probably about a third of the citizens there, maybe more. Barry will certainly know. And with the idea they were going to refurbish them, and then they said, oh, shucks, we just don't have the money to refurbish them, to get them so they'll work. So, well, what's happened with that, Barry?
Well, I mean, if you've got a chemical war, it's not just a gas mask. You have to train the population to stick needles in you. This is something you learn in the Army, that if you're under chemical attack, you may put on the suck out the poison for as long as it takes. To take this hypodermic needle and stick it in your thigh, you actually have to pound this needle into your thigh against other chemicals, and then you have to put, it's sort of like a raincoat over your whole body, because if it hits your skin, certain chemicals, it'll dissolve it. It's not as simple as just a mask.
Sure.
If you have a true blue chemical war, they get you every which way. But the fact is that the Israelis don't even have the masks. They've got old, I mean, in our house we have the stuff from the 1991 war. It's still there. You could be sure that it's not going to work. You'll stick it over your face and you'll breathe in the gas. Nothing, the filters are all... Well, come on, they're 15 years old. The filters won't take out the gas. In other words, no one in Israel, other than a few soldiers, actually have gas masks. So if there's a chemical war, I mean, a lot of people will die in agony. And I mean agony. Breathing in certain gases dissolves your lungs, and you slowly choke. You choke on your own body is what happens in a chemical war. And this guideline to war, it's essentially in two parts. And by the way, I still don't understand who wrote it, but it I assume it's someone of great responsibility, but no one said who wrote it so far, but they say if there's a chemical war, and they say that Syria has lots and lots of chemical warheads,
yeah,
and missiles that can make it anywhere in Israel, even a lot. They got missiles that could go 325 miles. Well, in that case, what this guideline to war states is that 227,000 Israelis will have to be evacuated from their homes. Now, where are you going, a country that small, if you're evacuated? It's anybody's guess. I guess you run to the desert and light a campfire and take out the weenies and marshmallows. I mean, this doesn't even say what you do if you're evacuated. But it does say that if it is a chemical war, 227,000 Israelis will have to move from their houses. And again, this is not the worst case scenario. They believe that this is probably going to happen, but it could be even worse than this. Now, in preparation for this war, this has been a terrible week. The Arabs are now closing ranks. And, well, the Israeli and American governments are making sure the Israelis lose. And this is a concept people don't understand, that the Israeli government is not going to fight this war to win. And what are you going to do? People don't believe it. They think it's a Jewish government. It's going to protect the Jewish state. And you can't tell people anything different. Now, I'm going to give just a few of this week's great stories. Well, of course, Dick Cheney was in Jerusalem 2 days ago, assuring Israelis that America will never let her down and that this is a time to take a chance on peace. And what Cheney said is Israel and the Palestinians better sign something before the elections because, well, it's obvious why because. And they're saying you have till November to get something signed and for peace to take off. Now, look, you got to be – I'm serious about this. You have to be insane to believe that Hezbollah and Hamas and the Syrians and the PLO, all of them are going to sign a peace treaty with Israel. The hatred they have for Israel is so profound. For them to actually sign a peace treaty is, well, you have to be orbiting Jupiter to believe that's even a remote possibility. But that's what Cheney said. He did the usual nonsense, which we call the Oslo Peace Accord. Now it's the roadmap. It was previously the Saudi plan. It's the same stuff that's been said since 1993, that Israel and the Palestinians are going to end their war with Israel giving the, well, the biblical heart of Israel is Judea and Samaria. The Bible did not take place in Tel Aviv or Rishon LeZion. You don't find those places in the Bible. In fact, Tel Aviv is in the Bible, all right, but it's not a city in Israel. It's a Babylonian slave encampment. This is one of the great mysteries why the first Jewish city, Tel Aviv, was named after a Babylonian slave camp, which is mentioned once. The book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel sat down in Tel Aviv and discussed the miracles he had seen when apparently went flying on a UFO, but neither here nor there. The fact is that the biblical heart of Israel is Nablus and Hebron. Everything written in the Bible is in Judea and Samaria practically. And that goes. As far as Cheney is concerned, that's gone. And so the same thing happened. I wonder if Olmert took Cheney hunting for real people. He likes to shoot real people, and I hear he's a crack shot. But other than that, Cheney came and Cheney went. And in his wake, here are just a few of the phenomena going on in Israel. Cheney leaves Jerusalem and the American House of Representatives passes some sort of law. I don't know if it's a law. It's an appropriation. They give $150 million to Fatah.
They're even supplying them with armored cars, isn't that?
It's on my list. Yeah, 50 APCs. Just before the war, I mean, you can't fight a war without your armored personnel carriers. So Israel gives 50 of the Russian first-grade armored personnel carriers to Fatah. Why, of course, if you're going to fight a war, let's give the other side... I don't know if you've ever been in an armored personnel carrier. It's not just a taxi taking soldiers from place to place. It is thick armor, and it's got a cannon on top, or at least a very heavy gun. It could have a cannon on top. There's no reason why not. But the fact is, this is a mini tank that is very hard to destroy. You can't just knock it out with a grenade. You actually need a missile to knock it out. And, well, it'll take over every settlement one by one. It'll go into them, shoot the place up, and it's enough to bring down the entire settlement project of Israel one after another. You just shoot up the places from the APCs. So naturally, before the war, Israel makes sure that Fatah has first-grade Russian anti-personnel carriers, and don't even try and figure it out. What the Israelis have been told is it's to fight Hamas. I mean, this is what Israelis are told, that they're APCs for peace, and they buy it. I don't know if they really buy it. The polls actually show that the majority of Israelis are opposed to any more land concessions and so forth, but no one opposes it.
Well, you see, the thing is, Barry, it is impossible for the average Israeli or for the average American to recognize that we are arming our enemies for our own destruction. It's the old adage that the best enemies that money could buy. The United States is doing it, building up Russia and China, and, of course, Israel is doing it with our help by arming Fatah, which is a terrorist organization. Why would you arm them? Why would you give them money? Why would you give them armored personnel carriers? Why is the United States selling sophisticated, you know, missile-guided missiles to both Syria and Saudi Arabia? None of this makes sense unless you understand that all of these wars are simply phony wars, and millions of people die in them, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, why would you let communist regimes take over in Rhodesia and South Africa? And there were lots of agreements that could have been reached in Rhodesia and South Africa, giving the whites a reduced state. And I mean, the fact of the matter is that if you have America as your diplomatic partner, the odds are very good that you're going to disappear. And Israel is now on the list of nations you can throw in Vietnam. You can throw in a lot of nations that allied itself with the United States and no longer exist. But Israel is certainly on the list. Now, let's look at the $150 million the House of Representatives have allocated to the PLO, and I assume they get it right away. It's not one of these long-term, we'll discuss it and then vote on it. It was just given to them. At the same time as Fatah gets the American money, Fatah and Hamas met in Yemen, and they negotiated and came up with an agreement. It's a complicated agreement. In the long run, neither side, I suppose, will agree to the fine points, but both Fatah and Hamas have agreed to join forces in this upcoming war. Mahmoud Abbas has, in fact, stated that he will go to Syria on May 12th, for the annual Arab get-together to plan the end of Israel, and he will be taking with him the representatives of Hamas, and they will work together to destroy Israel. Now, this will be made easier with $150 million and 50 APCs, and it gets worse. A lot of commentaries about the Yemen agreement was that it was a failure. It wasn't. It was a temporary success because both Fatah and Hamas agreed that Israel's got to go and that there's a war coming up and we've got to put differences aside for the time being. And Arabs are capable for a month or two of coming to agreement when something bigger is coming up, and that something bigger will happen on May 10th. May 10th is Israel's 60th anniversary. Whoops.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. It's very damaged. And if you look at what's going on, none of it makes sense unless.
Something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and we're talking about Israel. And so, but Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books?
Sure, thank you. The books, again, you go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. I won't give you my contents numbers, takes so much time. In the right-hand corner, just write in my name in the search box, and that's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. Well, my website is now www.barrychamish.com. I'll leave a phone number for my DVDs, which Lulu doesn't handle. And, well, there's about six or seven of them. And the phone number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And now we're back to the build-up to the war. May 10th is Israel's 60th anniversary. And the Arabs have got all kinds of things planned, including a major, major meeting 2 days after the 60th anniversary. Who knows what they're planning, but I think a celebration because, well, Mahmoud Abbas's plan which won't work, but it might work in part, is to bring 3 million Palestinian refugees from all over the world to swamp Israel. That's his plan. That on May 10th, the Israeli airport will be overwhelmed with returning Palestinians, and they'll sneak into Israel from the West Bank and from Syria and from Jordan. And Egypt will bring them in and up to Gaza. Their plan is for Israel to, well, either massacre masses of these people or just surrender. Whatever the plan is, it's been made extremely public that they're going to swamp Israel with, well, apparently suicidal Palestinians by the millions. And by the way, in Gaza alone, you got 500,000 jump the breach in the Egyptian wall. I assume you could do the same thing with Israel, and that, the ones at the front line will apparently be quite capable of killing themselves to lead the charge. So this is a very serious security problem. I mean, this is not an issue where normal people wouldn't cross the border because you could get killed. You've got people who will get killed to do this. And I don't know what Israel's supposed to do except just keep on shooting. But if it's overwhelmed by masses of people determined to swamp the country, you've got yourself a major headache going on. That's Abbas's plan. Mind you, if it doesn't work, Israel really can't do an awful lot about the previous problems of missiles. Now, what we know is the Air Force is taking extremely seriously taking the threat to its runways. And Air Force appropriation this week has changed entirely the equipment it wants for the near future. The Air Force now wants vertical takeoff jets. In case there's no runways, you want a jet that can get in the air, and the only way you can do that with no runways is something like a Harrier that just takes off like a helicopter. And this is the new Air Force acquisition. They want to buy vertical takeoff jets. Now, look, the war is going to be probably in May. So even if the jets arrive in 2 years with trained pilots, and there's probably only going to be 40 or 50 of them, they're not going to do much good. But that's on the shopping list of the Air Force now. As for protection against missiles, the Israeli public has been told that their arms industry has been working on a laser shield, an umbrella for Israel that'll knock missiles out of the sky.
That's the Nautilus program.
Yeah, it sure is. That's exactly what it is. It's the Nautilus. Well, the American system was built by Grumman, and it is the Nautilus system. The Israeli the IDF acquisition officer was in the United States last week to look at the Nautilus in practice. They gave him a little show of Nautiluses. It doesn't work. There were 36 missiles, 8 went down, and they weren't Qassams. These were missiles where there was a little warning. Qassam gives you no warning. And, well, the IDF acquisition officer returned to Israel with bad news. There's no laser protection, and there won't be for years to come. The rockets are going to land on Israel. And unless Israel builds, tens of thousands of missiles and promises worse destruction using the same warfare, there is no other way to fight a rocket war. And again, I repeat, who has ever heard of Israeli missiles? For that matter, whatever happened to the atomic program, that if Israel was going to disappear, well, so would Cairo and Damascus. You don't hear that mentioned. All you hear is peace. You hear lots and lots about peace, but nobody is talking about defending Israel. And, well, this is, again, the Israeli government. Now, what I'm going to talk about now was an attack. I wrote an article this week. I sent it out. I'm sure you got it. It was about the attack on Merkaz HaRav. And this, Merkaz HaRav is a, well, it's a yeshiva. It's a seminary. But it's the capital, the educational capital of religious Zionism. It's located in Kiryat Moshe in Israel on a very busy street. And what was it? Oh, 2 weeks ago, eight Israeli yeshiva students were killed, over 40 wounded, when a terrorist managed to walk in to the yeshiva and just shoot whoever he wanted to for 20 minutes, by the way. Now, this was guided by Israel itself. And all the signs are there that Israel, the secret Israeli government. Oh, I hear the music.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamus on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu Mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limu Mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
And back here with the last segment of our program this morning. Barry, pick up the story, please.
Sure. Now, I sent out the article, and I'm going to do another article. So much information is coming at me from Israel about this Merkaz HaRav, I'm sorry, a massacre that took place 2 weeks ago, which, needless to say, the Israeli secret government led by its, well, the Shabak, the Secret Service. A portion of the Shabak, I might add, not the whole thing, but there is, well, there's a peace, there is a secret peace government in Israel that kills people. Now, next time we speak, next week, I will talk about the Goldstein Hebron massacre, and I'll go into great detail about it. I included that in the send-out because the same thing happened. It was the Shabak who did Goldstein, and it requires a whole hour to understand the murder of 51 Arabs coming from inside, deep inside the Israeli government. But this Merkaz HaRav business was the same operation. Now, again, if you want to divide Jerusalem, if you want to separate these pesky religious Zionists from the rest of the population and demoralize them, you kill their kids. You make them pay for actually loving their country and trying to settle it. You make them pay for being who they are. Now, the killing made no sense, first of all. The killer, a wealthy Arab, his family owns a bus company that transports Israeli kids to school every morning. He wasn't just a poor, angry young Palestinian. He was a rich one. Excuse me. He arrives at the yeshiva, which has no bodyguard. That's a separate issue. If I lost my son, God forbid, by the way, at that yeshiva, I would start suing that they didn't have a bodyguard. But he arrives with 600 bullets. Now, I don't know how many people listening have ever been in the army, but 600 bullets is 20 magazines. Your gun belt will hold 8 magazines. How did he walk through the streets of Jerusalem carrying a Kalashnikov and 600 bullets? In theory, that's impossible. He would have been stopped, in theory, somewhere along the line. But he just walked into the yeshiva. I'd like to know who drove him there, who got him there. There were people behind this. It wasn't a lone killer. And nobody is investigating this. Who drove him there? Where did he get 600 bullets from? Nobody is taking responsibility for this atrocity. And that is very, very rare. Arabs love these atrocities, but nobody is saying he was one of ours. Now, when he gets to the yeshiva and starts shooting, it takes 20 minutes before he's killed. Now, two cops, normally when you have a terror incident this serious, you have got cops by the dozens showing up. You've got SWAT teams. You're ready for terrorism. Not this time. Only two cops showed up. One was a trainee, a woman. She was a trainee. And the other was a volunteer. These were the cops that showed up. And what the cops do is unspeakable. They stop, first of all, they stop civilians from entering the yeshiva. Who's going to walk into a yeshiva being shot up? You want the cops to go in and put an end to the shooting. They didn't do that. They stopped traffic. It made no sense. They had flak jackets in their cars. They didn't put them on. They didn't do an anti-terror operation. Now, the person who shot terrorist finally, his name is David Shapira. This is also incredibly suspicious. He was, he was very high up in the army. He was head of a division in the army. He studied at the yeshiva, and there are now rumors and I'm starting them out that he was working for the Shabak. I don't know if that's true yet. There are certainly contradictions. One thing is the police did not stop the massacre. That's just, I'm just summarizing it. The police didn't stop the massacre. Now, after the massacre, the Arabs set up a mourning tent in Jerusalem where everyone showed up to congratulate the family. Now, this is, you know, I mean, really, you've got 400,000 Jews in that city, and you've got a mourner's tent for the murderer. The government should close it down. I mean, it goes without saying that the old Israel, by the way, not so long ago, no Arab would dare stick up a mourner's tent and celebrate this incident, but the government didn't shut it down. Now, policy, when you have a massacre like this, is to make the family pay for it. You don't just let them set up a mourner's tent and say how proud they are of their son. You destroy their house. You make them homeless. It's a very, very strong deterrent thing to do for the next person who plans something like this, knowing his family will be out of their house. They didn't destroy the house. Now, it got to the point that there was a protest march outside Jebel Makhubar. That's a town in Jerusalem. It's a neighborhood in Jerusalem where the murderer came from. There were hundreds of Jews who were going to destroy the house by themselves. In comes Koch. Koch is the Shabak infiltrated, well, sort of JDL. The JDL was, oops, I hear the
music.
Out
of time, Barry. There's so much more to tell. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again this afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Certainly, berries of warning sounds pretty grim. But, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a grim world. The idea that governments could actually commit atrocities against their own people, well, there is no question in my mind that there was an element within our government that was responsible for the murder of President Kennedy. If you'd like to get our information, we have two great four-tape sets on that, including an interview with
with Madeline Duncan Brown, who was Lyndon Johnson's mistress, who told about the meeting before, the night before the assassination, where Lyndon and Richard Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover were there planning the murder of an American president. Representatives of the CIA, they couldn't let the American people know any more than they could let the American people know about a real story behind the murder of Robert Kennedy. I mean, after all, the murderer was standing in front of him, but the shots all came from behind, or the murder of Martin Luther King, where they actually had a trial. The King family had a trial. You can go to their website. You can see the entire context of it. And the jury found that it was the American government, groups within the American government, that killed Martin Luther King. We'll have a four-tape set on that available soon. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're up against organized evil. We talk about Dick Cheney. Have you read Transformation of America, written by Kathy O'Brien? Her story of her relationships with Dick Cheney, written long before he became vice president, Transformation of America, it's not a nice story, but you have to understand the total evil that Dick Cheney represents. You need to get the information available from Radio Liberty. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. You need to know what it is. You need to see our new DVD. It's entitled The Planned Police State, and there's a syllabus that comes with that. Very important documentation you need to have so that you can show to others. To understand the no-win wars that we fought, why my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story, that's the talk we gave in, Colorado when I was there, maybe 6 months or so ago. It's basically the same story. But there's a wonderful syllabus that comes with that. It gives you a lot of the original documentation, including the letter that Ambassador Dodd, American ambassador to Germany, wrote to Colonel House in 1936. I found that among Colonel House's papers. And Ambassador Dodd saying, why are American corporations building up the war-making potential of Adolf Hitler? It doesn't make any sense. Do the American stockholders of these corporations know that they can't make any money because of the exchange controls? Why are they building up the war-making reparations in Germany? Nobody wants another war. Well, of course, he was very naive. Of course there were people who wanted a war. That's why you need to hear my talk of the Iraq, The Untold Story. And then, of course, getting into the background of how we finance our enemies. Why, of course, the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. The book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The DVD by that title, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And our little pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. And that's a phrase that was used by Solzhenitsyn. The Communist Capitalist Alliance, totally suppressed by the controlled media. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need your help to get the truth out while there's still time. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.